Hello, I'm Dr. Lucille Marchand, and I'm board certified in family medicine, palliative medicine, integrative, holistic medicine, and I'm professor in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. I'm also the clinical director of integrative oncology services at the University of Wisconsin Carbone Comprehensive Cancer Center and medical director of palliative care at St. Mary's Hospital and Medical Center in Madison. Let me now discuss the integrative management of side effects from breast cancer treatment. There are many distressing side effects from cancer treatment and the disease process itself, as well as the individual's response to a potentially life-threatening illness such as breast cancer. Please view the previous podcast on the integrative non-pharmacologic therapies in the prevention and treatment of breast cancer. Fatigue is a common symptom of cancer in treatment. Daily gentle exercise can help relieve this fatigue. Exercise ideally is movement one enjoys. Walking, especially with walking sticks for greater balance, aerobic activity, better posture, and use of more body muscles, is an ideal gentle exercise that can be done for 10 minutes or 40. Duration and intensity of exercise needs to be modified for the limitations of the individual. Gentle strength training, such as the Strong Women books and DVDs by Dr. Miriam Nelson, PhD, 2 to 3 times a week can help combat fatigue by increasing muscle strength and minimizing weakness and deconditioning. Adequate sleep, optimizing nutrition, stress reduction practices, and melatonin can also help with fatigue. Meditative movements such as yoga, tai chi, and qigong can also be very beneficial. Acupuncture is another modality that can help relieve fatigue. Exercise, acupuncture, and a number of pharmacologic medications can help with vasomotor instability from menopause. Black cohosh is not estrogenic and in one study decreased risk of breast cancer, but was generally not found helpful in controlling hot flashes. Black cohosh can cause liver toxicity and must be used cautiously. Breast cancer survivors tend to have 10% more sleep disturbances than age-matched women without cancer. These sleep disturbances in both groups are associated with hot flashes, depression, more distress, and worse physical conditioning. In one study, breast cancer survivors had less physical activity and more hot flashes than women without breast cancer. Acupuncture with and without moxibustion helped alleviate nausea and vomiting in cancer treatment. Nausea intensity decreased in one study with exercise. Ginger can also help alleviate nausea. Its mechanism is unknown. Take 500 to 1,000 milligrams of ginger root extract every 4 to 6 hours as needed, or eat 1 teaspoon or 5 grams of crystallized ginger every 2 to 3 hours as needed. Too much ginger, however, can cause heartburn. Anxiety and depression can be improved with a number of studied interventions, including acupuncture, an 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction program, art therapy, and exercise. Massage therapy, yoga, and support groups have also proved beneficial to cancer patients. Aromatherapy, dance, journaling, guided imagery, biofeedback, cognitive behavioral therapy, meditation, relaxation, and hypnosis also were helpful during treatment. Good sleep hygiene helps induce sleep at night when production of melatonin is optimal. Minimizing sleep during the day, exercising regularly, sleeping in a dark, quiet room, and going to sleep at a similar time each night promotes sleep. Relaxation, meditation, and yoga can increase melatonin and optimize sleep. Cognitive behavioral therapy also has positive effects on sleep. Regular exercise can help to reinforce normal circadian rhythm and endogenous melatonin production by increasing wakefulness during the day and sleep at night. Melatonin in supplemental form can be used. It is available in immediate release and sustained release preparations depending on whether falling or staying asleep is an issue. Both formulations can be combined in those with combined sleep issues. A 3 milligram dose can be used initially and titrated upward to a maximum of 20 milligrams a day. Acupuncture can be helpful with pain relief. One study showed improved pain scores and psychological functioning with an 8-week course in acupuncture. The Society for Integrative Oncology, upon review of the literature, strongly endorses acupuncture for this indication. Massage can also be very helpful in relieving pain. Exercise maintains fitness during treatment. Cannabinoids can also help neuropathic pain. Lymphatic massage and exercise can prevent some degree of lymphedema and prevent and relieve shoulder dysfunction. One study showed that gentle weightlifting twice weekly did not worsen lymphedema, but improved it and increased strength. Calendula cream applied multiple times daily to the skin being irradiated during radiation therapy can reduce the severity of dermatitis. Each person has a unique healing path, and not all therapies will be right for all people. Care must be exercised to recommend therapies, especially supplements and botanicals, that could interfere with chemotherapy and radiation therapy. A consultation with a trained integrative medicine consultant can help clarify a safe integrative approach that maximizes wellness and quality of life.